This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tropical Storm Elsa's rain and wind are being felt along the East Coast. The storm left one person dead in Florida and spawned a tornado at a Georgia Navy base that blew an RV into a lake. And it's been dropping torrential rains as it moved through South Carolina this morning. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin.
There's a continued threat of tornadoes along the path of the storm. And there's the likelihood of rain, 3 to 5 inches of rain along a lot of the storm track, with possibly up to 8 inches in some areas.
Today and tomorrow, the storm will move close to the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. 54 people known dead, 86 missing, as the search for survivors transitions into a recovery effort at the site of that collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida. Our Jackie Quinn reports this is so tough on the families and the rescue crews.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Ray Jadala had to tell victims' families.
The transition from search and rescue to search and recovery. You know, especially knowing that we have numerous victims that are still trapped in the rubble.
On WPLG, he says the way the condo tower pancaked didn't leave the big voids they were hoping for, and victims they had found showed no signs of surviving the violent collapse.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is confirming that most British troops have left Afghanistan 20 years after they sent in the military in the War on Terror. The U.S. military announced this week that 90% of American troops and equipment have left Afghanistan, with a drawdown set to finish by late August. The number of Americans filing for unemployment rose slightly last week, even as the economy and the job market appear to be rebounding from the coronavirus recession. The Tampa Bay Lightning won hockey's Stanley Cup, beating Montreal 1-0 last night. This is AP News. The latest on the assassination of Haiti's president now. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has sent his condolences to Haiti after the killing of the Caribbean country's leader. Francis called the Wednesday assassination of President Jovenel Moïse heinous, as well condemning all forms of violence as a means of resolving crises and conflicts. He made the comments in a telegram signed by the Vatican Secretary of State. The message said Francis was praying for the Haitian people and for the First Lady, Martine Moïse. She was critically injured in the attack at their home, which government officials say was carried out by mercenaries. Francis has been recovering at a Rome hospital since undergoing surgery on Sunday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American Airlines says it carried nearly three times as many passengers over the July 4th holiday weekend as last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.